था मैं कुंजीटी गति प्रताप प्रभु साक्षी महाशय शरण सुरत प्रभु प्रस्थान ध्यानम बीज मालयम कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यू टू डिस्क्राइब हियर हाउ ही इज द बी ऑल इन द एंड ऑल इन द यूनिवर्स. So he speaks how Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi. Gati is the destination. Bharta is the maintainer. Prabhu is the master. Sakshi is the witness. Nivasa Sharanam Suharad. Nivasa is the residing place of the shelter. Sharanam is the object of surrender. Object to whom we surrender. Suhrut is the supreme well-wisher. Prabhava Pralayasthanam. Prabhava is the origination. Pralayasthanam. Pralaya is the destruction. Sthanam is the place where this things rest in the beginning. At creation, they originate from him, and at destruction, they rest in him. Nidhanam bijamavyam. Nidhanam bijamavyam. Nidhanam is the treasure. Bijamavyam is the imperishable seed. Here, we get a very inclusive, cosmic, or one could say even transcosmic conception of God. Some people may think of God as just one person who is there somewhere. Maybe he exists or doesn't exist also, we don't know. Even if he exists, maybe he is somewhere in some far off planet, and whether he has control over this world or not, we don't even know. Sometimes the movie songs say, oh, has God got retired? Has God taken retirement? Why is he not controlling the world? Why are so many things going wrong? So all these concepts, all such notions, they are oversimplifications of the conception of God. Sometimes God may be presented like this, yes, God has his kingdom and he is the king in his kingdom. That is fine. For a preliminary understanding, but a more philosophically informed understanding, is that God is the Supreme Being. That He is not just one being. He's not just at the top of the hierarchy of all beings. He is the very foundation of all being. That means it is He who is the essence of all of existence. It is He who is, as it's told over here, in various ways, the conception of God is given its most expansive description or illustration over here by explaining Gatir. It is to Krishna that we aim to go to, we aim to attain Him. He is our destination. Some people think that I want something in this world and God is the means to that destination. Here it's very clear that it is God who is our destination, not that things of this world are destination. Gatir Bharta, that He is our maintainer. Yes, we may say that I have a job and I am earning, I am maintaining not only myself but also my whole family. But who has given us the abilities by which we are able to maintain ourselves? Who has given us the capacities by which we act for our maintenance? And who has given us the outer world as an arena where we try to maintain ourselves? All this is given by Krishna. So He is our Bharta, Prabhu, and He is our Master. We are, by definition, by constitution, we are servants. And if we don't serve Him willingly and lovingly, then we have to serve Him unwillingly and inimically through His illusory energy. But serve we must. Even when we turn away from Him, He still remains our Prabhu. But then He is our Prabhu through Maya, whom we serve. Sakshi. He is present in our heart as the witness. Sakshi. Krishna is our indwelling witness. Antadrak. The Gopi Gita says that Krishna is the indwelling witness, Sakshi. So we can't hide anything from Him. In front of Him, we have all our secrets known, and we need to be humble before Him. If you understand that He knows everything, that makes us humble before Him. Nivasaha. You know, even when we are in our house, which may say that is my nivasa, but our nivas has the nivas on the earth. Our home lies on the earth, and the earth is sheltered in Krishna's energy. Kama vishcha bhutani haryanyahojisa. And when we surrender to Him, we attain the supreme safety. So we cannot have any greater than what He is. He has mentioned this in 5.29 when He said, the universe goes on in its cyclic existential alterations. There is origination, there is sustenance, there is instruction, again there is origination. And Krishna remains the shelter underlying it all. And that is the first of the shlokas of the Chaturshloki Bhagavata. Aham eva sam eva agre. So the Bhagavata says that Krishna is the foundation of everything. It is He alone existed before creation, He alone exists during creation, and He alone exists after creation. So during creation, when it says He alone, it means He and His energies, which are part of Him only. So He is the treasure, He is the goal that is to be attained while we live in this creation. as Guru Maharaj says, Kachin Michinapidivaratam. He went to the Lord to seek a flourishing kingdom. But then he realized that the kingdom is like a broken piece of glass when compared to the Lord who is Divyaratnam, who is a divine jewel. And beyond that, Bijanamyayam, this notion of an imperishable seed has been talked about earlier also in the 7th chapter. The idea is that if he is imperishable, that means he is not exhausted, he doesn't get exhausted. That normally when a seed grows into a seed germinates and gives rise to a sapling which grows into a tree, the seed itself disappears. Of course, from that tree, many other seeds may appear, but that original seed is changed into a tree. It has, that seed has itself lost its existence as a seed. But Krishna is not like that. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. He is the complete whole, and he remains the complete whole even when many complete units emanate from him. So in this way, he is the imperishable seed. As he is categorically different from all other living beings who have temporary existence in this world. And even if they reproduce, they cannot reproduce like him. He reproduces a unique way by producing without undergoing any transformation himself. Thank you.